Let's move now to another group of young, tech-savvy folks, the Girl Scouts. The organization now offers merit badges for things like website design and digital movie making.
Still, they do place value on the great outdoors, like always, offering camping and hiking badges. And that brings us to today's last word in business, unhappy campers.
As we head into summer, many young Brownie and Junior Scouts are signing up for the Girl Scout Camp.
Whether it's sailing, swimming, horseback riding, or trying something new, you can do it all at Girl Scout Camp.
You can do it all. That's an ad for Girl Scouts of Greater Iowa. Like other regional groups, they've had to make a difficult decision. They're proposing selling some of their camps. Citing lower attendance and increased maintenance costs, Girl Scout groups across the country say that the camps have cost them hundreds of thousands of dollars.
And the proposed closures have outraged many Girl Scouts and troop leaders who say the camps have been around for decades and are a central part of the scouting experience. One camp in Texas was closed last year.
But Girl Scouts in New York and Ohio are not going down without a fight. In both places, camping fans are involved in lawsuits to block sales of the camps.
Their protests include a boycott of cookie sales and what else? Campouts staged outside Girl Scout Council offices. And that's the business news on Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm David Greene.